Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. I'm going to change the format on this occasion because instead of having one guest, I'm going to have a series of guests. I'm at the University of Puerto Rico, Calle campus, and we are celebrating a model UN workshop that we at the United Nations Association of the United States of America, an organization that I preside, hold twice a year in preparation for the Model UN Conference that we also hold twice. The conferences are in December and in May of each year at the end of the semester. And at this conference, with approximately 200 students, parents, and teachers that come, we bring them up to speed in terms of how the conference is going to take place and what they have to do in order to prepare themselves for that conference. We'll have during the course of the day a teacher, a parent, a mother, a student participating in the workshop, and the executive director, Ricardo Arzuaga, who will be my first guest, and a guest that we brought from the United States, from the what we would call the parent company, United Nations Association, United States of America, Jill Ruschala, who came for a number of interviews with television stations and a newspaper. A great article came out in El Nuevo Día with respect to her interview, and who gave the keynote speech during the conference. So with no more explanation, let's move on to my first guest. And I have with me the executive director of United Nations Association of Puerto Rico, our organization here in Puerto Rico, as we have discussed. And there's a full interview with my guest, Ricardo Arzuaga. Ricardo, how are you?
Thank you very much, Jorge. I'm very well. And hello to your listeners.
Well, we had a full interview a few months ago. And I just thought that we'd take advantage the opportunity of this particular event, and if you describe for the listeners this workshop, how many students are here, and what is the main goal of this particular workshop that we have today. Of course, we also have United Nations Day, which was last Wednesday, mm-hmm. So we're also celebrating that. So give us a brief summary of what this workshop is about and what your main goals in order to accomplish what you have here before us today.
Okay. Well, as you said, this week on the 24th was the anniversary of the United Nations, so we're certainly emphasizing that to our students today. We have around 250 students coming from 17 schools, most of them private, around the island, from Sabana Grande and Quebradillas and Ponce to schools here in San Juan. So they have gathered here for a workshop that would prepare them in the principal components of the Model United Nations, and so that the students are ready to participate and assume that role as an ambassador of the UN in the Model United Nations conference that we have scheduled for the 8th of December, also here at the University of Puerto Rico in Calle. So the principal components, as you know, Jorge, we're talking about research, we're talking about rules of parliamentary procedure. They have to learn negotiation and also how to write a United Nations resolution. And of course, at the very beginning, the most basic information about the structure of the United Nations. It's six principal organs and more than 15 specialized agencies. So that's a lot on their plate, but they are enthusiastic. They're getting the message, and we're on our way for the conference.
And today you assign the countries that they will represent?
Yes, correct. Yeah. We do a lottery for that. We have, it's quite interesting. Every school would put their name in a particular box, and we get them out, and they have the chance then to select the country that they're going to represent according to their academic level. We have, as you know, Jorge, we have a simulation, which is for students from 6th grade to 9th grade, although we have students from 4th grade that participate in that simulation as well. And we also have another simulation that is for students in 10th grade to 12th grade. And then finally, we have the university level one.
What is the topic for the, let's say, the 6th graders to 9th grade?
Well, the
or for the high schoolers. What is the topic this year for the conference in December that this workshop is addressing for research purposes?
Yeah, it's interesting. They always discuss topics that are taken right out of the United Nations agenda. So, of course, we try to pick the most basic of topics for the students at the earlier levels, and then the more complex for the university ones and the high school ones. So this year we selected the topic of dealing with social inclusion, how to integrate countries or their inhabitants by providing social nets that would provide them with the most basic necessities, from having a roof over their head to having access to electricity and water, and also that has to do with certain segments of society that may be marginalized because of their particular disease that they may have, like the HIV community in a particular country, or those with special needs. So students will be researching what their particular country has done to include these inhabitants and provide the social nets, and what has worked in their country and what has not. So that will be the basis of their discussions and negotiations during the conference.
And as they look towards these global challenges and how the world and other countries are addressing them, they of course then, I know we give a lot of emphasis, they have to then address how those things are applicable in Puerto Rico, to the extent there are applicable. And some of these things, like the social needs and all, are very applicable
in
Puerto Rico.
It's great that you mentioned that, because one of the examples I gave today was Luis Muñoz Marín, when he began the residential projects in Puerto Rico. And I emphasized Llorén Torres, which was very near to my house in Carolina, Isla Verde. And how that it's an example of the initiatives in the past of the government of Puerto Rico to provide precisely a roof for people that will be in economic need, and also that he planned this not to segregate them geographically, but rather to include these residential areas near of urban areas, not to put them in an island like in Vieques or something like that.
Now looking back, some things could have probably been done better, but
like given any other planning,
was, right,
you
so,
know, like any other planning for countries.
So it's a Ricardo, we'll follow up with in December when the conference takes place. And there's a lot of enthusiasm. I hope that we'll have an interview with some of the parents or one parent and one of students, so we get a little bit of a feel of how their day is coming. But thank you for joining us, and I hope the rest of the workshop today is successful as the morning.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for your time.